from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reginald Atitula.
What's the best food you've had at a sporting event? 713-572-4610. You're in the loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig. I'm Reginald Atitula. Thanks for hanging out with us. And as I was trying to make sure that I had all the names of the menu items on my computer with all the tabs that I have, I opened up yet another one because I saw that it could, like, the heat index in the area over the next couple of days be like 115.
115.
I just heard it in the traffic. I'm like, God, dog it.
By the way, truck AC fixed.
Hey.
Nice. Truck AC fixed. Look, man, I did something today that I haven't ever done. Figgy, tell the people where I park, like, for the last however 15 years.
On the roof.
On the roof, on that far wall. I parked underneath the cover.
Oh, look at you, sucker. Come on, park
on
the roof.
I'm like, I ain't trying to be
park on the roof like a man.
Dude, I got in the, not yesterday because I had to pick up my truck, but I got in the truck Friday, and, you know, it says outside temperature and all that stuff. 119. And that truck was bacon, baby.
That's crazy.
I'm done.
Fry egg
in
that bad boy.
I'm done with parking on the roof. I'm done with parking on the roof. I need some shade on my truck.
Yeah, but inside. Inside is where it needs to be. That's why we invented inside. Inside NRG, even with the panels, still pretty cool, right?
It was
still
great. Good. Right. Shout out to them. They did a good job.
Excellent.
And so, they did their food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it out there. But a lot of media folks ended up out there yesterday trying out various selections of the new items that'll be available at NRG Stadium this season. A lot of different things, a lot of Asian-inspired
ones like
coming in as well. But the big ticket is Truth Barbecue.
I'm a big fan of Truth Barbecue.
I still got to try, though.
I had Leonard Botello, who started Truth Barbecue, I believe. I forget exactly where. I don't know. But anyway, and he brought it to Houston. I had him on the Bite Meat podcast, my barbecue podcast. That dude is amazing. I was so happy that they are going to have Truth Barbecue at NRG. It is a must. It is that good.
Okay, so there's that when it comes to general concession items. Chicken wonton nachos, so fried wonton topped with queso, teriyaki beef or chicken, coleslaw, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Asian-inspired beef teriyaki tacos.
Okay.
Self-explanatory there. Loaded general stack fries.
Not so General Tso's
chicken with waffle fries, queso, specialty sauce.
That sounds like a bit much, but it might be your thing.
Yeah, like if you want a dessert, apparently there's a strawberry cheesecake dessert pretzel.
Now we're talking.
So okay. a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, now we're talking.
But, I mean, and there's so many more. That's just like the general concessions. Loaded popcorn, where they put like candies and stuff on it. But then there's sweet concessions, the club level concessions, where apparently they've got a Wagyu chopped cheese. Which I feel like those. Like,
I'm listening.
We're doing an interesting mix of worlds.
Yeah.
I feel like it's supposed to be very, very of the people.
Yeah.
Right? As opposed to bourgeoisie, where you put that Wagyu beef in there. But hey, man, I imagine if it tastes good, it tastes good. But that got me thinking, like, what for anybody out there, has the best food that you've had at a stadium, at a sporting event? And people are already texting
me. I have a hot take on this.
Okay. I'm ready to hear it.
I have a hot take on this, Figgy, and I'm interested in you and Reginald's opinion. I don't think you ever really get All due respect to what the Texans are doing.
Sound
cheese.
Like they changing the game and, right now,
and,
man.
And I'm sure I will order it. And
the
I'm
Buffalo lemon pepper toss tenders.
Okay. I'm sure I will order it. I'm sure I will enjoy it. But this is my hot take, and I want you to think about this now. Like, go back. If I asked you, what's the best food you've ever had? Like, not the game, not anything else. What's the best food you've ever had at a sporting event? I bet you can't even think of one.
I mean, my best guess would be some birria quesadillas, but that was because it was also relatively recently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something you just remember.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking when you asked that question, I'm like, dang, I don't think I had nothing too special outside of like a brisket loaded potato or something like that. I think that's good, but not nothing special.
To me, my and I hate the term, but it is a hot take. I don't think you ever remember great food at a game. You remember either the game or the people you were with or the moment. Like, I can distinctly remember, like, in the sixth or seventh inning of the World Series, when the Astros won the World Series here, and my wife and I, and I'm all of a sudden I was drinking some beer and all that, and I said, I'm getting kind of hungry. And I went to the concession in like the sixth or seventh inning, and I got a loaded barbecue baked potato. And I remember eating that. But it wasn't because the barbecue potato was so good out of this world. It was because I was at the World Series and Yordan was about to hit a monster home run, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think the perfect example is, like, my wife, she's not really into sports like that, but she liked going to the events.
Yeah.
And I never really heard her say, oh, I got to go to the game so I could get this food or whatever. Yeah. It is one thing I will say that's really good, and maybe this is at NRG. And this is, I guess, more if you were in the suites.
Okay.
But they have like a Chipotle potato salad, something like that.
Oh, that one? That's good. That's good.
That one is good. Yeah. Like, that one, I'm like, man, I hope they got it up in the suite. But that's not like at a concession stand.
Like, what about you? Like, you remember, you said you just, the one.
Yeah, the birria quesadilla.
But you can't think of like, oh, the food in this stadium, this dish is so awesome. It's not the dish.
I'm also very reluctant to go and find like the special foods because let's be honest, right? Navigating concession stands, not the easiest thing in the world, right? And usually the special foods are not going to be as available as, let me get a hot dog right quick.
And it's hard to eat while you're sitting there in the chair. In the stadium.
Now, that said, the other one that comes to mind, and I think I talked about this with you, Figgy, after I went to the national championship game here last year, Michigan and Washington. And I remember walking on the concourse and these lines at the concessions were so long. And you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
And I walked by Trill Burgers and there was no line. Like, wow. Because they were all from out of town.
Yeah, they didn't know.
They didn't know.
Wow.
They didn't know. Like, you go to a Texans game and you go to the line at Trill Burgers. So I said, I'm going to get me a Trill Burger, man, because there ain't no line. And that I remember. But it wasn't like because, oh, that's the best burger I've ever had. I mean, they're great burgers. But you know what I'm saying? It's not the food that you remember. It's the event.
Well, we got some people on the text line that do remember some food. Let's see, from the 832, they said best food they had was smoked brisket.
Okay.
And they said, speaking of brisket, make sure to ask Lopez for his OG sauce. It's good. I don't have to ask him for it. He is already off.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you to get settled in.
There's a lot of brisket that pops up here. 281, brisket nachos at Minute Maid. Okay. And then 832 said nachos in the baseball helmet. Sometimes I do wonder, like,
put nachos in a baseball helmet? I thought they put ice cream in a baseball helmet.
So I'm wherever that has. Okay. Maybe that was cool. But is it sometimes just like the presentation that'll do it for you as well?
Yeah. Like baseball ice cream. Baseball helmet ice cream.
It does taste better when it's in the helmet, doesn't it?
It just tastes better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
But there are some, those potatoes, Figgy, they are legit. But I wouldn't, like, if I went to a restaurant, I would say, I wouldn't say, oh, those are the best potatoes I've ever had.
To me, that's like the top-notch food you could get at a game.
Yeah.
And you got to be prepared for that because, you eating the food on your lap.
Yeah.
So it can kind of get messy.
I'm with you, though. Like, hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos, pretzel, and popcorn. And peanuts. That's it. You can't go wrong with any of those because it's easy to eat. You know, it's right
I kind of get spoiled, though. Going to an Astros game, they had pluckers there.
Yeah.
So I like to get me a nice little 10-piece and just sit there and eat some wings. But that's just me.
I feel like being at the home stadium, the home arena and those types of things, maybe it doesn't feel the same. I wonder if it's different if you travel. Like when you go to another place and it's part of that memory of being outside of your normal environment because 2A1 mentioned clam chowder at Alumni Stadium at Boston College.
Never had it.
That might be
but I'll take your word for it.
Right. And so like that's a local dish.
Yeah.
It's in that place. Like maybe that has that feel. And then someone else mentioned mac and cheese at Green Bay. And I imagine
chicken mac and cheese.
They take their cheese very seriously up in Wisconsin. So maybe you end up in a place where something that's very
they sell curds.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had the curds in Green Bay. That's good. I'm telling you,
that felt like a threat. Wait, what happened?
the curds are good there. Garlic fries in San Francisco. They're known for them. They're awesome. They're awesome.
You were talking about kind of just the generic concessions, hot dog. Hamburger, nachos, those types of things. You almost said popcorn, but you went away from it. Are you not a popcorn guy?
That's a movie thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah. At games, it's hot dog, hamburger, nachos, pretzel, and peanuts.
See, at games, like at NRG, sometimes they give us a little popcorn. I will eat it there, but I'm not buying no popcorn.
Popcorn's a movie thing for me. I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying that's just what it is for me.
No, I asked because I was wondering if I had a compatriot in this way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like popcorn. I think popcorn is a useless food.
I like popcorn. Yeah, I love popcorn.
It's just like empty calories, and at that point, we're just doing the
empty calories
eating.
Are good if you just want to get rid of the bite on your hunger.
It feels like a thing to do more than like a thing to consume. I'm good on popcorn.
He's good on popcorn.
Get stuck in your teeth and everything. I'm good on it.
I made popcorn yesterday when I got home from work. I make homemade popcorn, microwave, all the time. Not homemade. It's not like I'm harvesting.
Yeah,
the
I was
kernel.
Like,
I'm not harvesting.
I'm about to say
corn.
You break out the pan.
Yeah,
no.
I was like, that's what I thought too.
We
like,
used to do that when we were kids. When you're poor,
my parents used to do that.
Put the oil in the pan. And then put the kernels in there. Let it pop up. We did that all the time. Then we went to the drive-in.
Now we got some interesting things. Sally Sheehan on the YouTube says beer brats. Wrigley has the best Chicago dogs.
Those are great. Okay. Milwaukee has great brats.
Yeah, a good brat at a game will do something.
Milwaukee, that's a great one, Brittany.
And then there's a few folks that have brought up. What kind of English is that?
That's right.
Mexico City, Guadalajara, just like different places there different venues there that have like great food. And I'm like, I don't doubt it.
No.
I don't doubt that at all.
No.
So there you go. I mean, celebration or congratulations to NRG Stadium. That's going to have a lot of really interesting new concessions. I'm super excited to maybe get my hands on a few of these for sure, especially like the Asian inspired ones. Cause
yeah, I'll try. I'm not saying they're bad.
This is
it's
a food
like
city,
they're not
man.
Memorable.
Yeah, this is a food city.
Great food city.
And so it feels like you got to have good food here.
Great. We'll get to that one day this week.
Okay.
We'll hook you up.
Excellent. I'm going to need some recommendations for sure. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get B Scott in studio and we'll go around the NFL, do the next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!